Presents Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight's program originally aired March 10th, 1999.
That's Ross Mitchell, voice of Ross Mitchell, and he's making, since my area code has changed, actually it's in the process of change, I really feel so violated about that, incidentally. He's making new bumpers, and I offered up a suggestion today, and it's if he does it, it's really going to be a cool bumper. Number bumper. Anyway, there'll be new ones soon because of my new area code. Has that happened to you? You for a while you feel violated. They have taken your number. Soon your name. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Change that dial.
Yeah. Don't touch that dial.
Okay.
Very good.
You're how on, you doing, dude?
I'm pretty good, actually.
You gonna hang out with me for until you get back on?
Well, I am back on.
Oh, outstanding! Hey, listen, about 6 months ago, a couple months ago,
which means you're on too.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, got you.
We're both on the air.
Okay. Well, I'm in the other room also. I'm looking for this guy you had on about 6 months ago.
Yes.
And he said that he saw some sort of plasmic energy type being thing falling through the ceilings, and the cats could see him, and people could see him coming out of the corner of their eyes. Not
yes.
out of the corner of their eyes, but you could see them horrifically.
I remember that, but I don't remember who it was either.
No, you know, I vaguely remember seeing some of these things. You always turn your head and you kind of think you see things.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if I could, well, you can't remember, so I guess I can't get the information.
Things seen at the edge of vision. It's a line I used for Dream.
That's it. The things seen at the end of edge of
edge
vision.
Edge of vision, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was just, you know, geez, I'm scratching my head hardly, just trying to get back to that sort of, that date when you were talking about it. You know, I was trying to, you guys are on such late at night.
I know.
You know.
I know. Well, you know, there is, of course, Dreamland, right?
Don't you know?
I sat down and I concentrated really, really hard on what to say for Dreamland, how to frame what Dreamland is about, which also now really is what Coast is about, too. Listen to the words in the opening to Dreamland. Listen to what I say, because I thought hard about it before I wrote it. And it's right on the money. Listen to this.
Welcome to Dreamland, a program dedicated to an examination of areas in the human experience not easily nor neatly put in a box. Things seen at the edge of vision, awakening a part of the mind as yet not mapped, and yet things every bit as real as the air we breathe but don't see.
This is
Dreamland.
I thought really hard when I wrote that about what I wanted the program to be, what I wanted the whole concept to be, and that explains it very well indeed, and that's really what we do here now as well. Things seen at the edge of vision. And there are a lot of things like that, aren't there? Whether you see them for real or see them in your mind's eye, sometimes you catch a glimpse of them at the edge of vision. Sometimes it's just a mental thing. but they're as real as the telephone lines blinking in front of me. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Just fine, sir.
Is this Art?
Good guess.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had to turn off my radio.
I'm the only one here, so when I answer the phone, that's the only possibility. It's got to be me.
Okay, sorry about that. Hey, by the way, my name's Bill. I'm calling from St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Yes, Bill.
Okay, I sent you a little email just a little while back indicating that on July 5th, Wednesday of 1999, you're going to receive a vision that is going to unlock
me personally?
Your understanding.
Me personally?
Yeah, you personally.
July 5th, huh?
Well, you're one of those people. Well, actually, all of us are involved with this. Are you familiar with non-linear existence?
No.
Non-linear existence.
Well, I could take that phrase apart and I could guess at its meaning, yeah.
Okay, well, essentially what it is where you can travel through the past, present, and future.
Yeah.
Without aging, without becoming younger.
I understand. Believe me, I understand. I'll look forward to the vision. We talked about that earlier tonight, that only in our dimension, in our three dimensions, do we have an understanding of time, or does time have meaning at all? And that it may well be that, for example, when we die, we go to a place that virtually has no time, nor do we realize the passage of it. There's no reference. You've really got to let your mind open up to understand and accept that possibility, that there would be a place where time would not exist. It simply would be not relevant, nor would you notice the passage of anything you would call time. It simply isn't there. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. This is Brent from Washington.
Yes, sir.
I had a experience where I understood you were looking for this faith that a lot of people had.
I suppose I am. I'm looking for it in a very demanding manner, which may mean I'll never find it.
Okay, experiment number 8, but you have to be kind of down on the rocks to get there. That's why a lot of people say Christianity is a crutch, because you got to lean hard. That's what faith is. So experiment number 8 would be, just ask Jesus Christ some night when you're alone if he's real to show you. That's what I did, and I found out he's for real.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a truth.
Yes, sir.
I have done that.
Keep... What happened?
Nothing.
That's what I mean. Keep on talking, you know?
All right, I understand what you're saying, but I've done that. Come on, don't think I haven't. Haven't you all done that? Haven't you ever said things like, you know, the reborn do, you know, the reborn people out there, there's a lot of them. Jesus, if you're there, God, come into my life, give me a sign, that kind of thing, right? We all ask ourselves those personal things, so don't think I haven't done that. So far, nothing apparent. No particular answer, maybe at least one that I would understand. Sure, I've done that, of course. I think everybody has done that. Some people seem to get answers and confirmations, and others just keep asking.